以前五石澳泳滩公共停车场，此议题由施曼文先生提出，交通文件五斜洞2022号，欢迎出席本议程的代表，康乐及文化事务署南区康乐事务经理卢秀华女士，南区副康乐事务经理一王孝春女士，运输署工程师斜洞南区一谭思维先生，请施曼文议员简介议程。
Chairman, members, and LCSD and Transport Department, the Shekhov car park is very important not only for the residents, but it is very important for the visitors and users of the beach. And I'm sure that LCSD, as the manager of the beach, would love to have a good car parking for the users of your beach. It's good to see that this car park is actually under the LCSD. It is not a car park is on the side of the road for anybody. No, it's an LCSD car park. So on that basis, my observation is, and I've used Shekho. My first time I go to Shekho was in July 1984. So almost 40 years. And I can tell you that this car park is very important if you want to go to enjoy the beach. The alternative is an outrageous small little car park where some of the local villages charge you a lot of money to park your car. But this car park is very important. But the biggest amount of users is not the beachgoers. It's the local residents. And they occupy the car park. There's almost no use by any beachgoers to that car park. So we got to make sure that your beach can be enjoyed, that people can enjoy. In my case, my friends go paragliding in Shekho. Where can they park the car? This facility is, Shekho is a destination, not just a residence area, but it's a destination for people to visit. It's promoted in all the books from the Hong Kong Tourism Association. It's a very important facility for visitors, for local residents, and for visitors to visit. So at least part of the car park should be available for the public that come and enjoy the day. And the way to do that will be to make sure that we have metered parking. Now, you've considered that in the past to introduce free charging parking. I've not seen the details from you. Maybe you can share them. Exactly what was the proposal, how many paid and how many free parking spaces will be there, what is the operating conditions for the fee park, for the fee payment, is it no fee in the nighttime, which would be good for the residents, but only in the daytime, and then with the new meters, then people can basically park 2 times 2 hours, it's 4 hours, so if the resident park in the morning, then he needs to have the free parking plus 4 hours, so he doesn't have to leave right away. In the evening, if he comes back, he can park, and again, 4 hours before the nighttime parking start, so the residents can continue to use it too. But at least during the daytime, there's going to be circulation of cars, and people can come and use the facilities and visit Shekho. So the LCSD, as the manager of this space, we like to understand that you're going to take action, that you're not going to be afraid of the local villagers. Because, of course, if the local villagers say, do you agree? Of course, they say, no. But LCSD is for everybody in Hong Kong. This is an LCSD facility. You cannot just have it for the local villagers. And if the local villagers object and are a bit angry, yes, because it should be available for many people to use their space. So I think that LCSD has to show some guts, and I like to give you the support from my side that if you do it, I think you're in the right, and anybody complaining from the villages, I'm happy to tell them that I disagree with them. And I will say so public. I say it today in the public. I will write it in the newspaper. I will whatever it needs to do. If you have a meeting you want me to speak, I will come and speak. It's an LCSD car park. Shekho is important for visitors. Visitor parking spaces must be there. Therefore, there are meters. And if you do half-half, okay. If it's not 100%, then LCSD is still very nice to the villagers. Say half the car park is without meters, half is with meters, if you wanted to go half-half. But I think something needs to be done. And I hope to hear from LCSD and from the Transport Department that you will go back and start again and do this and not just listen to the local villages, because absolutely for sure they disagree. But listen to the people of Hong Kong. Listen to the people who want to visit. Listen to the police. Don't be threatened by the villagers. Stand up for the people of Hong Kong. Thank you.
麻煩司法文議員, 有沒有委員有提問? 如果沒有,我給部門回答了先。 麻煩。 LCSD先。
多謝主席，康文署都會繼續跟所有持份者繼續去商討，去改善停車場的管理，多謝司馬文的意見。OK，TD呢？
多謝主席，其實好像我們書面這樣說，其實這個停車場主要都是服務當區的一些村民、商戶，以及都有些遊客都會去用公眾設施的時候都會去對車位有些需求，考慮到其實這個環境比較特別一點，因為它真的跟一些商戶各方面都很近。 不好意思，如果是說一些收費咪錶，其實那個運輸署的咪錶都有一些標準，例如可能收費是2蚊15分鐘，相對來說這個收費都是相對便宜的，所以如果透過加咪錶就可以完全解決這個車位 不夠給遊客用這個問題，我們其實有些保留的，但是我們都會跟LCST那邊傾傾， 到底有沒有什麼好的方法或者一些可行的方法去盡量滿足當地的居民、商戶和一些遊客他們對泊車的需要，我們運輸署都是持開放態度的。多謝主席。我想司馬文議員的意思就是
應該是主要是針對遊客方面，我幾相信現在現況應該村民和商戶是不算很大問題的。司馬明議員是不是有追問？
Yeah, I mean, I try to see what the TD say. Are you saying do nothing? Because I mean, that's what I hear, do nothing. Well, that's not really proactive. If you say do nothing, I'm happy as it is, it's very good car park, I don't need to do the same as in other beach-going places, you know, where I have park meters and so on. I don't have to do it because this is perfect. That, to me, is a very sloppy answer. I mean, do you know who's parking there? I go there all the time. I fly my paraglider. I be there very regularly. I can tell you the car park is primarily used by local villagers because there's no space left for visitors. So are you going to set some standards? You can say, okay, 50-50, or we need something for the business, we need something for the local villages, we need some places with turnover. Or you don't have the guts. You don't have the power. Well, we now have a new chief executive coming up. Okay? You should show some power. There is no reason not to show power now. So, Chairman, I'm very disappointed with TD and from LCSD. Yes, we're going to look at it. Full stop. Sorry. When? What time? Tomorrow? 1 week? 2 months? But not a general statement like that, because I'm 63. And if I listen to you, you say I'm going to look at it, then maybe I'm dead. So, a timeline, please. Action.
我想司馬文議員都提出了很具體的意見，你們有沒有補充？ 兩個部門。
多謝主席，其實我的意思不是說什麼都不做，我想解釋這件事。首先這個停車場本身是康文署負責的，我們收到議員這份 paper 其實我們都跟康文署那邊談過到底現在車位的情況，但我們要些時間去了解到底現在那個運用的情況，例如有多少是村民用，有多少是一些真的去游水的人或者是一些遊客去使用這個停車場。 我們了解了一個情況，我們也都會跟LCSD去討論到底有些什麼改善的地方去 睇下點樣去盡量去滿足唔同人士對呢個停車場嘅一啲嘅需求咁樣嘅。咁係多謝主席，我嘅補充係咁多。
康文署有冇補充？
主席，咁咧我哋關於因為而家個停車場都係屬於康文署啦。咁如果我哋都平衡各方面嘅需要嘅時候，我哋會再同
開咗，
我哋會再同運輸署去傾究竟幾多個 percent 啊，或者幾多個部分可以滿足到唔同嘅，無論係米標又好，或者停車場收費都好，咁我哋都會再平衡翻嗰個需要啦。
我想這個是實質的答覆，我想司馬文議員都在點頭。我想這樣啦， 我想你們是事實上不是那麼簡單的整件事，或者整個可能性的報告，或者你們研究你們做一做。那我幾肯定這件事不會是一樣很簡單處理的事，即是講笑這樣說，其實我的方法可以一個禮拜解決這個問題，只要你將整個停車場的收益轉交村民，我相信他就不會被人拍過東西了。即是全部人有錢，即是多些遊客有錢收，他們就會拍過東西。但這個就是個癥結所在，即是他們始終是真的有居民住在那裡。那你們看看怎樣平衡各方面所需呢，都是非常重要的。希望你們真的做個可能性研究。市民文件有沒有錯？沒有，就我們這個議程就結束了。不過希望你們都真的做一做，或者你們如果你們有什麼結果，你們就找回我們這麼多議員，甚至市民文件直接聯絡。謝謝。